My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, so we gave a few options here for on the eve of Detroit Lions training camp. Which newcomer do you expect to make the biggest impact this year? 248-539-9797. It's been really rewarding being a Lions fan of late, and certainly the fact that Brad Holmes knows what he's doing. So every year it feels like we get a new, like a wave of newcomers that have had positive impacts on this organization. This year it might not come as much from the rookie class as it has in previous seasons. But they did go out and make some trades, sign some free agents. A few names we threw out there on Twitter include Terrion Arnold, first-round corner. Kevin Zeitler, by many accounts, an upgrade at the guard spot. DJ Reader at defensive tackle, such a position of need. Carlton Davis, veteran corner, comes over from Tampa in a trade. Jake Bates, the kicker from the USFL. He's got a howitzer for a leg. Amik Robertson, nickelback. Considered a kind of a under the radar but important addition. Marcus Davenport, defensive end, who seems to get almost no love from the Lions fan base. 248-539-9797. Who would you pick as the newcomer that makes the biggest impact on the air? I'm going to read some of these tweets, and Kang, if you hear your guy, say, okay, stop. All right?
I'm ready.
All right. First one comes from Kyle Laddish on Twitter. It's Amik, super underrated signing. From Raymond, defensive tackle DJ Reader. Lions defensive tackle Lee McNeil has been underrated on this team since he was drafted. Now with the addition of Reader, it will give the Lions an elite duo they haven't had since Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley. The Honolulu Blue Wall is back. From OnePride89, Carlton Davis. Campbell and Glenn haven't had a proven vet in their defensive backfield. Davis is a Super Bowl winner and knows how to win.
Okay, stop.
All right.
I would disagree a little bit with the text. I mean, they had a veteran in Cam Sutton last year. It's not about just having a guy that's played in the league before. It's having a guy that can play well in the league. And I think that's what Carlton Davis brings to the Lions that they didn't have last year. Cam Sutton, you know, he wasn't as bad as everyone, I think, wanted to make it out he was, but he just wasn't a number one corner, and that's the role he was playing on this team. At the end of the year, he definitely got worse, and he was getting beat, it seemed like, on a consistent basis downfield. Carlton Davis is a bigger cornerback, long, athletic. If you believe in PFF, you know he didn't allow any touchdowns last year. I know we don't know exactly what coverages everyone's playing all the time, but you know that's not a bad thing from what they looked at. I think he will provide a much more true number one cornerback for this team, and the secondary was the problem last year. And you saw what they did in the draft. You saw what they did in free agency. But Carlton Davis is the centerpiece of that. If he can just hold down one side of the field, that's a big difference.
How freaking amusing is it that in the TV show Receiver, when they got Justin Jefferson mic'd up on the field and they're playing against the Lions in week 15, I think it was, Cam Sutton is talking trash to Justin Jefferson. And I mean, even if Cam Sutton were still here, I think there'd be a lot of people going, all righty, you know, is this really what we want to be doing, Cam?
And Justin Jefferson lights up almost every cornerback in the league, but he lit up, you know, Sutton a lot. I mean, last year, the final game of the year, Jefferson had like 190 yards or something. But yeah, I mean, Cam Sutton, he's not, you need someone better than that if you have Super Bowl aspirations. Yep. It's plain and simple, and I think Brent Holmes saw that. Dan Campbell saw that. Of course, they didn't see the Sutton legal issues coming up, but they were going to shop for a corner no matter what, and they went and got Carlton Davis.
More feedback. I think it has to be the cornerback, since that was the weakest position group by far from last season. I'll say Arnold with Davis making the second biggest impact. Philip Lutz says, Jake Bates will revolutionize the Lions offense as long as they allow him to start. Beyond that, it'll be Matthew Betts who will be a bookend for Hutch. He will not be Jack Campbell, as Doug says, but will be a major contributor this season. That's from Philip in Livonia. That's funny, Philip. Matthew Betts, huh? I feel like every couple of years, the Lions, and probably every team does this, you've kind of got that wild card sleeper. Oh, he's a rugby player. Or, oh, he tore it up in D3, went undrafted, and you know people can't believe he went undrafted. Or this was a CFL standout. You kind of always, it feels like if you're 90 men you bring to training camp, it feels like more often than not, there's this experiment. And this year, the experiment is Matthew Betts, who had 20 sacks, 19 sacks, whatever it was, last season in the CFL. And CFL guys so rarely work out. They do, but it's rare. There's not a lot of Warren Moons coming down the pike anymore. And yet, this is the experiment guy that a lot of people like. Next one from Jeffrey, Matthew Betts. If he shows up and is a legit problem on the edge with Hutch on the other side, the opposing quarterback is going to have one heck of a time. It will make our corners better, too. Wow. Next one from Average Joe in the D. DJ Reader, if he can help push the pocket and not let the quarterback step up, Hutch will have huge sack numbers. Luke says, Arnold or Davis going from arguably the worst cornerback room in the entire league to anywhere near league average will be a dramatic difference. Which newcomer makes the biggest impact in 2024? Jim Schaefer tweets us, I think Arnold will get the most attention, but I think DJ Reader, if healthy, will have the most impact. He will eliminate double teams, stop the run, and allow the D-line to be dominant. And then this from Brendan Zeitler. It's just a strength on top of strength on that line. He helps the run and pass game. Big upgrade from Jonah. Okay, stop.
I mean, how much more of an upgrade can you have? This is the issue I would, you know.
I think the impact of him being better at a position where it's necessary is the most important and the biggest impact on this team. I think that keeping that offensive line as a strength and intact is important.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I think they're going to be better with Zeitler. So
I just need him to be just as good as last year, you know,
and without question, that would be just fine.
Yeah. because to me, to get better at the guard position, it's how much do you see, you know,
yep.
Especially when Goff wasn't hit much last year and they're running the ball great.
248-539-9797. Nubs Get Dubs tweets us, I think stabilizing the offensive line was critical to the success of Goff. Zeitler will make the biggest impact. I understand it won't be recognized if a guy like Carlton Davis were to come in and have six interceptions and provide solid coverage.
Yeah, see, that's my thing. That's from answering the question point of view, I think Zeitler's a great signing. I just don't know if he will have a bigger, even, you know, optically impact as far as somebody else like Carlton Davis.
248-539-9797. What is it for you? Which newcomer makes the biggest impact this coming season? Scott writes in, I can't shake the feeling that Sione Vaki is going to be utilized in various situations that will cause other teams problems, possibly on both sides of the ball. Well, that's interesting. There is a wild card this season. Something that I think even the smartest NFL people don't quite know how to process yet.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That's the kickoffs. Do we really know how different the new kickoff rule is going to make it? The ball will be returned. There will be different strategies of where to kick it and things of that nature. I think there is some truth to it possibly being a special teams edition. I read one. There's a story in The Athletic. I didn't read the story, but I saw the headline. And it's funny because I don't know that it can be predicted, but here's the headline. New NFL kickoff rules could bring excitement and chaos. Quote, it's going to be an S show. Yep. I don't know that we can know what to expect. For people who don't know it, the kicker will stick a kickoff from the 30. The coverage team will line up on the other team's 40-yard line. So the kicker will be standing by himself. He kicks off on the 35, sorry. His coverage team will be across the 50 and on the 40 of the return team. The return team's return unit will be on the 35. So it'll be 10 guys or maybe 9 guys on the return team if they have 2 people deep. 10 guys lined up on the 40 covering the kick, and then maybe 10 guys on the return team lined up on the 35. The ball has to land between the 20 and the 10. If it goes into the end zone, doesn't it come out to the 35? I believe it comes out to the 35. So it's more punitive to kick it into the end zone. So you're going to want to kick it between the 10, or between the goal line and the 20, but that's where the return guy is. So anyway, it is what it is. It's a totally different deal.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.